We can't just say, okay, I'm not going to have fear anymore. I'm just going to wake up tomorrow and live in peace. That does not happen, unfortunately. There is some work that has to get done, and we have to get to work, friends. We have to get to work. There is such a clear picture if you can step outside and be an observer of your life and what has happened and what is happening, to be able to see the why and to not feel like a victim of your own life. I've gotten to a place of this inner healing journey that is lighting my soul on fire and realizing that I want to help others tell fear to go fuck itself.
Hey, what's up, fellow warriors? I'm Christy. I'm your host. I am so excited that you are here. It is time for us to start living our best lives, and I want to share with you the tools that have helped me transform my life so that you can transform yours. This is the start of a movement of unstoppable individuals that are ready to take back their freaking power. If that is you, then saddle up because we are about to go on a wild ride together.
This is so far way overdue. I've been wanting to get on here and speak to you. I have so much that I want to talk about. Definitely can't cram it in today. I've gone back and forth on where to start and trying to make it perfect, and that is not a thing. We need to be not trying to make everything in this world so perfect, because it's not. We are imperfectly perfect, right? So I want to share a movement that I recently started, the Fuck Fear Movement, which has taken a lot for me to get there, because just saying the word fuck has always made me uncomfortable. And we're learning through life, right? The things that make us uncomfortable, the things that we need to be doing to literally awaken our souls and move forward. So the Fuck Fear Movement is huge for me. And the reason I choose fear is because I have lived in a state of fear for so long. For the past 5 years, I have been scared of death. I have manifested and had obsessive looping thoughts of dying. Little things that would happen to me would cause me to think I'm dying right now, I'm having a heart attack, I have cancer, I have all these things, and these thoughts would loop for days, for weeks, they would consume me, they would take away my presence. I would not be present with my family or friends when I should be enjoying time because I was in my head with these thoughts that wouldn't stop. So my Fuck Fear Movement is I've gotten to a place of this inner healing journey that is lighting my soul on fire. And realizing that I want to help others tell fear to go fuck itself, right? Tell it to fuck off. We are done. We cannot live in fear. We need to live in peace. And I know it's not that easy. It's easier said than done. We can't just say, okay, I'm not going to have fear anymore. I'm just going to wake up tomorrow and live in peace. That does not happen, unfortunately. There is some work that has to get done, and we have to get to work, friends. We have to get to work. We have to peel back the layers, and the journey is going to suck. It can really suck. We don't want to go back there. You think, I don't want to go back there. Maybe there's things you don't remember. I don't want to remember them, right? However, we need to go back there. We need to peel back the layers. Those are the things that we're going to do that are going to set us free. My looping inner voice that has been my fear of these things, it still exists. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you it's gone. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I'm living this life that is not full of any type of fear, because it still exists, but the voice has gotten quieter and quieter over time. And that is why I'm here to share this with you. Going back to my inner child and learning through hypnosis, I'm doing a hypnotherapy that is bringing me back to childhood. So far, I've gone as far back as 4 years old, and things are coming up that I didn't even remember that happened to me. For instance, being 10 years old on the bus and being harassed by boys, I'm starting to remember that as a very young child at 10,
I was very overdeveloped. I got my period very young. I had massive breasts at that time. And as a 10-year-old, we don't know what to do with that. And as boys of that age or a little bit older, I became a sex object to them. I became something they wanted. And we're all learning our ways through puberty there, right? But I was harassed as a young girl. I was treated in ways that made me uncomfortable, spoken to in ways that made me uncomfortable. And that is where my journey of toxic men and toxic relationships began that young, which is so unfortunate, but we go through something, right? And that was my something. And I didn't end that relationship of toxic people in my life up until my mid-30s. I lived this life thinking it was just relationships and just wasn't the right one. It just wasn't the right one. I was always picking up these boys, men, depending the age, that had some of their own inner issues, like we all have, and trying to help them, heal them, and fix them. But while trying to have those great intentions, I was being abused. I was physically abused, sexually abused. I experienced date rape at the age of 14. I was just not being treated fairly. I was not enough. I was cheated on. I was lied to. And this is not me crying, I'm a victim here. This is not me looking for sympathy. This is me sharing with you that we all go through something. I have no regrets. That has all happened for me. It has not happened to me. And that is something that I recently have realized. This stems back to a very young girl being neglected by my biological father. Again, dealing with abandonment, neglect, not understanding why he wasn't showing up as a little girl when I was sitting there with my packed bags on the front steps. Daddy never showed up. Now, let me paint a better picture for you, though, because it wasn't just abandonment and neglect that I was experiencing. It was my mother had remarried when I was 4, and I have a dad who took me under his wing as his own and raised me and is still very present in my life and is my dad. So I had a very wonderful upbringing with a man who respected me, loved me, cared for me. So my whole older life being in relationships, I've wondered why. Why was I choosing these men that hurt me when I was being raised by a man who wasn't hurting me? And I'm still getting clear on that, but still understanding now more than ever that our parents were put into our life for a reason. And the experience of neglect and abandonment and what I went through recently came up when I did a breathwork ceremony of 4 hours long. And I laid there with my eyes closed, streaming tears, crying, thinking about my father, biological father, thinking, why? Why didn't you love me? Why didn't you want to be more a part of my life? Why didn't you want to be there for the events? Why didn't you show up? And when I got really, really, really close to that picture and really thought about it, and I even talked to my mother about it, and it was so clear to me. He did love me, does love me as much as he can. There were no intentions of abandonment or neglect. He was dealing with his own inner issues. He was dealing with his own stuff and needed his own space. And he was doing the best he could in the best way he knew how at that time. Now, also, let me share with you that my parents were very, very young. My mother, 18, my father, 20 or so, graduating from high school and taking on having a child. I mean, that is huge and not easy. Now, that is not his way out of why he acted like this. It is not a way out of saying it's okay. It is not okay, and we need to do better as parents. We need to do better with dealing with our own shit and not putting it on our children. However, I have learned so much, and I am so thankful for that journey. So I want you to really, really dive deep. Think about what you may have experienced as a child at a very young age. And then think about where you were in your teenage years, your 20s, your 30s, however old you are, and things that you've experienced, and try and put all of that together. There is such a clear picture if you can step outside and be an observer of your life and what has happened and what is happening, to be able to see the why and to not feel like a victim of your own life. Again, I said this life is happening for you. It is not happening to you. So we need to take all of these things, sit back, get silent, understand, and let go of some things and move forward with them. We need to open up our minds so that we can be there for the people around us, so we can bring light into their darkness, right? We've lived in such a dark, dark life, some of us, and we don't understand why, but it's not our job to really, really understand the exact why, but to understand the purpose of the why, if that makes sense. Understanding that it's our job to light up the world. I am thankful for the things that I went through, and I will, through other episodes, definitely get into more of the trauma and the things I've experienced. I don't need to go into full detail. I already shared a little bit of that stuff. And yeah, it's been a fucking mess. Some of it. I drank a lot of alcohol. I would turn to alcohol and drugs. Now, I was not an alcoholic or a drug addict, but socially accepted alcohol use, meaning, you know, starting early and finishing and closing the bar. I was a regular on a bar stool. I drank a ton, and realizing that I was doing that now, looking back, to mask this toxic lifestyle that I had built around myself, toxic friends, toxic relationships, toxic everything. Coming into near death, I wouldn't say near death life, coming into experiences where I was putting myself at danger lots of times, being reckless and not doing things responsibly. And since I started to remove the excessive use of alcohol in my life and remove using those drugs of choice that people use at times during those times in your life and drinking, I started to get very, very in tune with myself. And that is when the fear ignited. I was no longer masking it. I was no longer able to not feel it and numb it. And now at the time, I didn't know that I was trying to mask fear. I didn't know that I was trying to numb pain that I had gone through. I just thought I was having a good old time. I thought I was going to the bar, hanging out with friends, getting drunk, blacking out, dancing, like partying it up. I thought I was having a blast. And I'm not even going to get into that. That's a whole nother episode of things that I used to say and do when I was drinking that are just not cool. However, like I said, now moving forward, fast forward into my life now in the past 5 or so, 6, 7 years, and I've stopped living that lifestyle, the fear hit me like a fucking bomb went off. I was scared to be alone with my baby, thinking that I was going to drop dead and die and he would be left there with no one to take care of him. Scared of mosquitoes at one point. Talk about irrational thoughts. Covering my body in summer with socks, covering my boots and socks, covering my pants with a hood, tied the baby in a net in the car. Irrational thoughts, thinking that mosquitoes were going to kill us. I can go on and on. And there was just, I have irrational thoughts that pop up. They are, like I said, the voice is quieter and they are not as much and they are not debilitating and taking me out these days, but they did for weeks and days and sometimes months. That is all of that with what I was dealing with postpartum, with these fears went on and on and on. And now we're talking 4 years later, and I'm still sitting here dealing with this nonsense, this shit, really, where I am now living and have been for quite some time now, living a life where I've removed toxic people. I've removed the toxic relationships. I've gotten out of a career that was toxic, where I am now working for myself, can we say amazing? Like, that is amazing. I don't have to wake up every day, punch a clock, show up somewhere, answer to a boss, have deadlines. Those stressors are gone. I mean, I work for myself. Like, how amazing is this? Talk about creating a life that you deserve and have always wanted. I have a husband now that has the utmost respect for me, who is kind and gentle and so just amazing to me. I have two children that are beautiful, that they light my entire world up. I am literally living in a state that I relocated to with my family that was paradise to me at one point, that I would take vacation time for at work to visit here. I'm now living here, living my dream life in paradise. I've gotten all of the external things around me to be perfectly aligned with my dream life. So why did I still have these thoughts of fear that would consume me and not allow me to live and enjoy this beautiful life that I have created? Well, I really came to this realization recently. I had this aha moment. I was sitting on the beach. We were listening to a pianist. We were watching the sunset. Talk about beautiful, right? This aha moment, which maybe you think of an aha moment and it should be like mind-blowing, and it wasn't. It was just like, for me, I was like, holy shit. Wow. I was thinking, all of these years, there's always been a problem. There has been some sort of toxic issue in my life, something that wasn't right, someone that wasn't treating me right. So finally, when I got into this life where everything was near perfect, I was not knowing how to handle that. I don't know how to handle that piece. I've never lived in that piece. Like I said in the beginning of this episode, when I started as a very young girl, talking 10 years old, and the way I was being treated by boys, starting with that toxicity then, I didn't know ever what it was like to live at peace. Now, don't let me get you wrong. I have had relationships throughout this time where I have been with men who have truly respected and loved me. But here's the kicker. When I was with those guys, I didn't know how to let it last for too long. And I was so scared that it was going to turn toxic that I left them first. I ran for the hills because I wasn't used to being treated properly. I would leave the guys who respected and treated me well to get into these relationships with literally assholes that treated me like shit. There's all a reason for it though. And this aha moment, let me get back to that. I realized sitting on the beach, having this beautiful life in the past however many years now, I was creating a problem that didn't exist. Meaning I have cancer, I'm going to have a heart attack, I'm going to drop dead, something bad is going to happen to me. It's like I was waiting for the other shoe to fall off. I didn't know how to accept the peace, or did I not want to accept the peace? Because if I accepted it and something went wrong, I now allowed myself to feel all of that good, and now I would be experiencing the loss. So what are we getting here? This whole time, this fear that I have, this anxiety, all of these irrational, looping, obsessive thinking, I've been protecting myself. My inner child has been stepping up to the plate and said, girl, I'm protecting you. I am going to protect you. And it sounds so weird, but subconsciously, this little girl has been protecting me and trying to keep me from feeling a loss that maybe I didn't want to experience, or expecting something bad to happen. If I kept myself in this state of fear, it was easier for me because it was all I have known. And thinking about living in this constant, relaxing, chill space of inner peace was something that is so unfamiliar to me at 43 years old. And that moment, I was like, holy shit, Christy, you literally have all of the external pieces to the puzzle that have slipped right in and completely aligned with your dream life, but you are not allowing it to exist. But the only piece that needs to come into this last piece of the puzzle for you to enjoy this inner peace is 100%, 1000% in my control, because I am the only thing keeping that peace out of my life. All I have to do is learn how to peel back the layers, understand the why, accept the then and the now, and let it go, learn from it. And now I have allowed myself to feel inner peace and align with the external peace of my life. I used to always look for, this was another thing that came up when I was listening to The Pianist on the Beach. I always looked for inner peace in things, or, you know, like I was looking for that inner peace in that guy. I was looking for inner peace to come up with somebody that I started a relationship with. Somebody searching and searching and searching for happiness, for love, acceptance, all of those things in the outside world, in a man to love me, accept me, make me feel good, in a career, in friendships, in all of those things. And now looking back, I realize the only person that can make me feel loved, accepted, and understood is my damn self. We need to understand that. We need to stop searching for it in everyone else and all of the other things. And we need to find it within. And that is, again, how we are set free. And that is how we come to this inner peace. And I'm going to leave you there with that. And I want to just say a few things for you to take away from this, to think about as you end this recording and you listen. I want you to think about what your most difficult relationships are, whether it's with your parents, friends, coworkers, spouses, partners, whatever it may be. Are you being called to let go of any specific relationship or hold on to it? And lastly, what have they taught you, or what are they trying to teach you? I want you to take those three questions, write them down, read them over, and really get quiet with yourself and think about them and come up with answers. And then come back to my next episode, because we're going to cover a few things on how to get through that, of why we've been through these relationships and why they're holding on to you, or why you're holding on to them, and what you can learn from them, and how you can go from living in this dark, dark place, or this darkness that has been pulling you or dragging you along for so long, and literally opening up the gates and running into the light that you deserve. Thank you for listening. I hope that resonated with you. I would love for you to follow me for more episodes and listen, and I will be back soon. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you've enjoyed this episode, right now, go click subscribe to the Rise Above It All podcast for more empowering content. And don't forget to leave me a review. Also, be sure to share this show with anybody who can benefit from this movement. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram for more daily inspiration and to stay connected between episodes. My IG handle is the Fuck Fear Movement. You can go over there, ask me any questions you may have, and provide any feedback. Until the next episode, keep vibing high.